published a book entitled Gifts Differing, which introduced the now famous Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, MTBI, one of the most accurate and widely used personality tests in the world. They demonstrated that people are not only different, but that each and every one of us has a different purpose in the world. Moreover, they stated that our goal should not be to divide, but to celebrate what makes us special and fulfill our unique purpose. Furthermore, the MTBI provides a guide for communication and helps us to understand why people do and say things in the way they do. Ultimately, this mutual understanding can decrease the possibility of conflict. The work of Myers and Briggs proved that personality can be categorized according to archetypes, specifically 16 different types. One might be inclined to assume that a concept as complicated as personality could not be defined in such a quantifiable way. However, among the 2.5 million people who take the MBTI test every year, a vast majority of them find the assessment to be almost eerily accurate. The MBTI gives us a framework to understand our differences, and thus appreciate it. By understanding each other, we can decrease our anxiety towards people who think differently than us, and ultimately, treat each other better. Likewise, by celebrating our own types, we can achieve greater success and live happier lives, instead of trying to be what we think we should be, or what other people think we should be. The MTBI empowers us to be the best selves we can be. We no longer have to go against the current of expectations and move towards our own natural direction. Thus, we can focus on fostering our inherent strengths, and thus become happier and more effective people. The four dimensions of MBTI. Each of the 16 types is composed of distinct characteristics coming from four different dimensions: extroversion versus introversion, sensing versus intuition, thinking versus feeling, and judging versus perceiving. Each personality type is assigned one choice in each dimension, creating 16 possibilities. The types are described with the four letters that define their orientation, such as INTJ or ESFP. Although each distinction might seem simple enough on its own, the real magic happens when the dimensions interact with each other when you combine them for each type. 1. Extroversion versus introversion. The terms extrovert and introvert are already part of our common vocabulary, and in the context of MBTI, they have the same meaning. Extroverts are more social than introverts, who are more withdrawn. However, the essence of these two words is slightly more complex within the context of MBTI. In the MBTI, extroversion versus introversion is not just simply about social demeanor, but also about how a person understands and processes the world. As explained by Isabel Briggs, extroverted types cannot understand life until they have lived it, and introverted types cannot live life until they understand it. You can also define extroversion versus introversion as the reservoir where a person gets their power and energy. Extroverted people look outside themselves to refuel by feeding on life and energy of others. Introverts, on the other hand, would rather mull over something on their own to come up with a conclusion. 2. Sensing versus intuition. You've probably heard the term intuition. Intuition is the ability to understand something without conscious thought or hard evidence. It simply feels right or wrong, and we might describe it as following one's gut. Imagine a couple shopping for houses. One of them is an intuitive type, and the other one is a sensing type. The intuitive type will walk into a home and just get a sense of whether or not it feels right. They might say things like, "I feel at home here," or, "This place has a good vibe." The sensing person can't make decisions that way. They need to look at the appraisal and the inspection reports before they can even formulate an opinion. For them, life is measured and tangible. They can't understand why a person would follow their gut or come to any conclusions without